This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
There was an attorney in the church I served in Columbus who brought a book to me one day and said, "Randy, this book would be a great source of illustrations for your preaching." It's called Letters Lincoln Wrote. Some of you perhaps have seen it at a library. Maybe you haven't. The letters that Lincoln wrote. And this book contains one letter after another that Lincoln wrote before his presidency and during his presidency. There's one letter that really caught my attention. Let me tell you why. I think it was written after the Battle of Gettysburg. Lincoln is writing this scathing, hot letter, angry letter to General Meade. General Meade allowed General Lee's army, as I remember it, to escape across the Potomac. Instead of pursuing them and destroying them, he just let them go. And so Lincoln wrote this scathing letter to his good friend, General Meade. Let him have it. And I've got the letter in the book. May I tell you what's in the bottom of the page in that book? There's a little footnote that says, Lincoln never sent this letter. He wrote it, but he never sent it. Some of the best letters that have ever been written have never been sent. I mentioned this in the first service. There are probably people in this room, just as there were in the first service, that are good letter writers. Some people are good at crafting a letter. Be careful about expressing your anger in letter form for this reason. Whether you know it or not, when you write a letter and you sign your name, you just created a legal document. You say, well, it's just a letter. Yeah, it's a legal document called a letter that 20 years from now, 50 years from now, somebody can pull out and say, I want to show you a letter I got from so-and-so. Oh, he's dead. Well, yeah, but here's a letter he wrote to me. Well, he's been gone for 30 years. Yeah, but I want you to see this letter. Be careful what you put down on paper. Some of the best letters that have ever been written have never been sent. Some of the best speeches that have been rehearsed, when I see him, I'm going to let him have it, have never been given. Be careful what you put in writing, but be careful also what you say, because Jesus said, by our words we will be acquitted, and our words we will be condemned. Think for a moment of all the damage that you have seen in the lives of people you know, including yourself, as the result of anger. And to be fair, we have to do this. Think of the damage that you've done with your angry words, your angry actions. We all have. I want you to realize that today, maybe today, there's a realization coming into somebody's spirit for the first time. That scripture is right. Verse 20 is right, that my anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. People have asked me before and have asked after this sermon this morning, what do I do about it? Well, the only answer I know to give you is this answer. James, the third chapter, says, no man can tame the tongue. The word tame means to put under the authority. So when a lion tamer is taming a lion, he's making that lion come under his authority. No one can tame the tongue. The only thing I know to do with anger, if there's a spiritual dimension to it, is this. You deal with it spiritually. And you say, Lord, I place my problem with anger under your authority. Lord, I place my words underneath your authority. I bring every thought captive, the Bible says, and I place it under your authority. And you say, well, is that all you know to do? That's right. Basically, that is. Ultimately, there may be anger management classes may help, but the Lord never told me to manage my sin. He told me to be delivered from it. And when I hear people talk about anger management, we need anger deliverance is what we need in the name and in the power of Christ, in his authority and in his power. Decide today that this issue is going to be dealt with, not just in somebody else's life, but in your life and my life today. Decide. Decide.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.